Rosella Village is a retirement home in Dover, Tennessee, but tonight, it's a stage. A group is rehearsing for the Battle of Fort Donelson, a retrospective. The performance consists of four independent scenes depicting various aspects of Dover during the Civil War. The first scene of the retrospective follows the story of Captain Jack Henson, a man with a personal vendetta against the Union Army.
I swore that no blue coat would be safe on Southern soil.
That's Dan Griggs rehearsing the role of Captain Jack Henson. Griggs has been researching Henson since 2005 and has discovered a lot about the captain, including his two sons that were killed by soldiers near where the local McDonald's stands today. He says that when he started, people in Dover didn't even want to hear Henson's name.
Like I said, he had 10 kids, and he lost five of them because of this war, and that's why he went on his revenge, you know, against the Yankee Army, which anybody would have done the same thing. Which to me, I'd have been dead because I'd have faced him head on. He was too smart for that.
Griggs says Henson eventually became a wanted man and lived on the run the rest of his life. Now he's buried in Boyd Cemetery. Griggs says there's a jagged river rock next to his grave, and he thinks his wife Elizabeth is buried there. There's no documentation, but Griggs is more familiar with the life of Captain Henson than possibly anyone else alive.
I love studying him. I like the hard ways to go where nobody else cares for it, and then watch it come out, escalate into what this has.
It's escalated not only into a stage adaptation, but work like this has escalated around the community in a series of Civil War-centered events. A roundtable, a ball, a ladies' tea, and a fashion show are all happening this month in Dover, concluding with a battle reenactment the first weekend in March in Cumberland City, Tennessee. Jim Morton is a member of Porter's Battery, which is participating in the reenactment.
If you talk to people on the street or whatever, and you mention you're a reenactor or you're doing a play or something, they'll mention a relative they had that fought at Fort Donelson, or they had relatives that lived in the area and they saw the troops come through, or they'll always give you a little insight. The community around here, they have a long memory.
The retrospective that debuts this weekend at Rosella Village was written jointly by Martha Parker and Reverend Donald Bailey. Bailey preaches at the Donelson Memorial United Methodist Church, which takes its name from that integral battle. He says he's seen the refocus of the community on the battle in recent years as well.
People have become more aware of the importance of this battle. Up until recently, the Battle of Fort Donelson was important, but it was just kind of a small size battle. We realize now that with the fall of Fort Donelson, the South began a retreat from which it never recovered.
Following the fall of Fort Donelson, Union forces took the Cumberland River, the Tennessee River, and were on the border of Mississippi within 2 months. Now, 150 years later, Bailey says the spreading of stories of local heroes and villains and history-shaping events is pertinent for the community. Without it, the foundation on which to build the community's future is weakened. And spreading the word is something Reverend Bailey's good at.
We've been doing this 4 or 5 years now. We started out just doing a one-time thing, and we liked it, and so we've expanded it into some other directions, and I'm hoping it can become an established part of our culture here in Dover.
Bailey and the other members of the theater have enjoyed seeing members of the community come together for this production. Bailey says the more different activities a community can generate within itself, the stronger that community will be.
We're planning to have the cast out to our house Sunday afternoon after the performance for a little cast party, and we just enjoy the friendship of it.
A century and a half after a war dividing the nation, the community surrounding battlegrounds that, according to the National Park Service, saw an estimated 17,000 lives lost, has found friendship, educated their neighbors, and strengthened ties to heritage, history, and each other in Dover. For WKMS News, I'm Rose Christian Presson.